In Parshat Vayikra, the Torah says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel v'chol karban minchoscha b'melach timlach. You have to salt the mincha. V'lo sashbis melach bris alokach mi'al minchasecha. You should never cease bringing the melach of the bris of Hashem on your mincha. Kol karban chatak b'melach. On all your karbanos, you have to bring salt. Chazal learned on all the karbanos is not only mincha. On all the karbanos, you have to bring salt with the karbanos. As a matter of fact, Chazal goes so far As to say, the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Chaf that here it says Melach Bris, and there it says in by Pinchas Bris Kunas Olam, because Shem Shi Efshel LeKarbonos Bli Kahuna can't have Karbonos without a Kohen, Kachi Efshel LeKarbonos Bli Melach. Okay, what is so Efshel Karbonos Bli Melach? Like, why is it so important to put salt on Karbonos? I don't know. I'm not an expert chef. I don't know if you have to put salt in everything. You don't have to put salt in everything. But in any case, like, you know, Hashem doesn't eat the karbanos, so why do you need salt on them? Why is it so important? So the Ben Ezra, classic, pshuto shel mikra, says, of course Hashem doesn't eat the karbanos, but you know, it's bekavadik to treat the melech b'achi amlochim, at least the way you would treat a melech basav adam, at least the way you would treat a person. If you give someone food without salt, it's a bizayon. It's not properly prepared. It's insulting. Therefore, it's insulting to Hashem to put something on his back without salt. And therefore, that's the bris that we have to respect Hashem. And therefore, it's just disrespectful to have any food item without salt, even if it's not being eaten. Okay. But there are many other, many Kabbalistic Pirushim here. We'll try to stick to just the level of Remez and Drash. The Dasa Kanan Bali Tosso says, no, it has to do with not with melach as something that adds taste to something like the Ibn Ezra. There's another property of melach, right? What does salt do besides that? You don't answer. What does salt do besides adding taste? It's a preservative, right? If you salt something, it preserves it. Says that's a salt makes things last forever. And the Dalsa Canaan Valley Tosa says that's what it means. It means you have to put salt in the karbonos to show the karbonos represent our relationship with Hashem and that we are makriv to Him and that He responds to us and that lasts forever. Our relationship with Hashem, the zechus of the karbanos, lasts forever, and that's the salt. It represents permanence. In a nice sefer, Yalkut Yehuda, he takes this approach that salt is about preserving things, but a slightly different approach. He says, what does a karban mean? I don't mean philosophically, metaphysically, mystically. I mean just psychologically. Like someone, our ancestors a long time ago, it was a big deal, a karban. You would come, you would go to the Beis HaMikdash. Not everyone lived next to the Beis HaMikdash, right? It was a big, and they didn't have cars yet, right? It was a big trek, and you would spend a lot of money on something fancy, and you would go to the Beis HaMikdash, and the building towered over you, and the Kohanim and their fancy clothing, and all the music and everything. It was a chavaya. It was an experience to bring a carbon. And then when you actually makrav the carbon to Hashem, and you know, you feel like being makrav yourself to Hashem, it was a tremendous chavaya, a spiritual experience that we don't even understand what it was like. Even on the just on the psychological level, we don't understand what it was like bringing a karban to Hashem. And, you know, how does life work? People go, oh, you have an amazing spiritual experience, right? And that's wonderful, and then you go back to normal life. It says, no. Al kol karban chatakriv melach. You have to preserve it. It's not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. It's something that has to last forever. Something that has to last for a month. Something that has to last for a year. Something that has to last for 2 years. It says, if you bring a karban without melach, it's saying an amazing chavaya, spiritual experience, but it's not going to last. I'm not preserving it. Then I go back to normal life. It says, no, al kol karban chatakriv melach. A spiritual experience is amazing. Coming close to Hashem is amazing. But it can't be a one-time thing. You have to preserve it. You have to salt it. You have to reserve it and take it home with you and see how it affects your life and how you bring it into your normal everyday life, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, and how it affects you. And that's why Efshel Karbanos Blo Melach. It's wonderful to have the most amazing spiritual experience, but if you don't preserve it, if it's here today and gone tomorrow, then it's the Efshel. And that's not really what it's all about. The question is how to preserve it and take it home with you and let it change your whole life. And that's why we bring salt to the karbanos, says the Yalkut Yehuda. Okay, this is a really great for last Shabbos of Zman. Wherever yeshiva we're in, wherever misgeret we find ourselves in, I think really the Bina Zmanim is the Al Kol Karbancha Takrav Melach. You know, if someone's Shana Aleph, they're Shana Bet, if whatever it is, you know, like it's amazing. And then you go, you know, back to wherever you were, you know, before Rosh Chodesh Elul or before the beginning of this man. And really, the challenge of life, the point of life, is just to take the amazing things that you get in Hezman, the amazing things you get in the year, the amazing things you get in like the Beis HaMikdash of our lives, the best Mikdash Ma'at we can find, to take whatever's in there and preserve it so that we can keep it and take it with us the rest of our life, and that it changes what we do every moment of every day, regardless of where we are. And then we're really Ovdei Hashem. Shabbat Shalom.